some of your earliest childhood memories?
Well, possibly one of mine, being a little bit younger, and my mother was a From, to come over to what we called Uncle Charl, that was the From home, and we seemed to bob in there quite often, the memories of a mob of blokes getting together playing music or singing around the piano was something, as I was a little bit musical, and that really stuck in my memory. And old Uncle Charl, the mischief that was around the From family, the stories that were told, I was a little kid that sapped all that up. And my name was christened John, but I've been called Jack because of my grandfather, Jack From, was always up to mischief. And I can remember him, my dad and him used to do some sawmilling out at Mount Crawford. And just when my dad would want them to help lift the log onto the back of the truck, my grandfather would see some worms or some witchetty grubs, and my old man couldn't stand him collecting these worms so he could fish in the Warren Reservoir. And the tins under the seat of the old truck was dried out witchetty grubs and worms. He never ever went fishing, but if the log was halfway on the truck, he had to get that witchetty grub and the worms to save him for fishing. Those memories are stuck. But the musical ones were very precious as I was a little kid listening to this. Jovial songs that probably weren't sung out in the community because of the First and Second World War. The German name probably wasn't, but at family gatherings, this music would start. Not that they'd had much wine to drink, but they were jovial people when they got together.
Can you remember any of the particular songs?
Oh, look, they were all full of mischief. They were ditty little tunes. One that my mother used to sing, my grandmother used to sing, was "Plenty Money, Hadn't Mine Johnny." And I don't know the rest of the words, but I know the tune and can play that on my old squeeze box or whatever. But they tell me that "Plenty Money, Hath Mine Johnny," if only he wasn't so poor. They were just little ditty tunes, and Ron would remember a few of them, that you don't hear today. They're gone. They used to go around the room and sing something about every person. Then they'd wrap up a parcel and you'd hand it around, and of course it would go to the next person that was obvious that was the person that was the mischief was about. So then it was that person. I remember that wrapped up in newspaper, and you'd take it off and there'd be a name in there. That happened in From's home.
Yeah. That used to be a great thing at parties, didn't it? Always have a mystery party.
Yeah. Bit of string wrapped around it, and then it was obvious that whoever it was, there'd be a little something about to the person that's such and such. My person with one leg, well, there you are, that's it was very obvious. So that went to them, and then finally the final wrapping, that was for the person's birthday or what we were celebrating. And there'd be some jovial little thing in there but it'd be a big parcel when it started off.
Now, how big would the final present be? Would it be something?
Oh, it'd be some stupid little thing. It might be some Smarties, or it could be anything. Just for that, for good cheer and the laughter. To go to a home as a little kid and hear them laugh and nearly falling off their chairs, all these people around in the circle. It was, and this fella's mother, we called her Auntie Min. She always seemed to have someone there that was a lost dog or someone that wasn't going too well. A wonderful, caring person. And we never knew who might be there that she was looking after. Just wonderful memories of Williamstown. And I've always felt part of it. I cut pines here for later years and got to know Arnold, and I've always known and had a soft spot for Williamstown. I suppose the stories of Williamstown, and as I've come over here, these old beggars seem to know all my history.
Old? Well, not old, yeah.
So you can't get away with anything?
No. I worked for Smith Brothers and Cut Pines, and that was an experience that I'll never forget. I left school at the age of 14, didn't have a driver's license, but I cut pines in the Mount Crawford Forest for Smiths. Great, great experience to work with Williamstown men. If you thought you were smart ass, you were out. They pulled it down. You never really knew where you were until something went wrong. And then you were...
Can you relate the story of Norm Fry and the axe? Somebody could tell that.
Yeah, well, Norm Fry, Tubby we called him, and Reg Adams, they knew more about me than I knew myself, because my mum was come from Williamstown, and they kept an eye on me, and I didn't know how to sharpen a chainsaw. And every Friday night they'd stop, "How you going, young Johnny?" And they'd come and have a look at my timber, and my saw used to run off a little bit. I didn't know how to sharpen a saw. Tubby and them would sit down with me, and then the next Friday night they'd come and have a look. "Ah, that's better." You'd hit a stone, and I didn't know how to sharpen the saw. And those two old fellas, if ever there was mentors to me in how to sharpen a chainsaw, they were. Just stopped with their old A4, I think they had. No roof on and nothing. They'd turn up, these two fellas, and army overcoats on, it'd be raining, but they'd help me, taught me to sharpen a chainsaw.
This story that I'm talking about is before chainsaws were used, and it was felling the pines with axes. Yeah. And the story I know was that, yeah, Tully and, who was it?
Reg Adams.
Yeah. Well, apparently, who got nicked in the bum with an axe?
Oh, Tubby.
Yeah.
It drove it straight in.
And, well, the story goes that Reg gave Tubby arsenic. He accidentally hit him with an axe in the backside.
Yes, he just happened to bend at the wrong time and the right angle, and the axe was already on the way. He couldn't pull it back, and it drove full tilt straight into his behind.
The story wasn't he gave his arsenic to him.
So was there any nicknames then after that?